Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. This is episode 91, where we are going to talk all about how to prioritize your workouts and how to understand when they need to be a priority. You know we're all about giving yourself a little bit of grace, but this is time for a little bit of tough love talk to make sure that you keep yourself in check. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Workouts, slumps, motivation, feeling like blah.
We all go through it. It's normal. It's life. And I feel like you can get into a spot where you're like, oh, my workouts are like everywhere, but it's fine. And really like deep down, you're like, it's not fine. So that's the conversation today.
Or I think of people who will say like they haven't been to the gym in months or a week or so. And I think I'm at a point in my fitness that I just can't imagine not being, but there's definitely days where I skip or I get out of my, maybe like for me, my workouts are like 30 minute, 20 minute, like where I'm not really pushing myself, which is a negative for me physically, but mentally.
Yeah. I'm kind of on the other side of that where my normal workouts are 30 minutes long, but I totally get the mental piece of it of like some days I'll be like, so I'll realize, oh, I haven't had like a hard workout in a week. And that irks me. I don't know if that's like healthy or not healthy or if that's like me being competitive or what. But like I want a hard workout. Like I just like that feeling of like accomplishment at the end. And, you know, we'll get more into this. But yeah, I totally get you. I think obviously this is what you consider a workout. What's a normal workout for you is going to be different for everyone. But we all know like when we're dogging it.
For sure. This episode, if you're listening, this is not your just motivation, like get you to the gym. We're talking to you who already exercises, but you get in a slump and just like how to really understand when you need to give yourself that tough love and put your workouts first.
Right. So if you start to realize like you're trying to get back into the groove of things, but you hear yourself say like, gosh, I'm so tired. You know, I'm just so busy. I can't seem to fit it in. You know, everything kind of feels overwhelming with life right now. And therefore, like your workouts have just become occasional. And you know, it doesn't feel good to like not have consistent workouts, but it just kind of feels like you're not going to have time to get them in. I think that's a big red flag or a big warning sign that like maybe actually you need them more than you realize.
Right. So because you are so stressed and so tired, like maybe that's a sign because you're not exercising consistently like you did before. I mean, think back to a time when you were really consistent in your workouts. That is a catalyst for all the other areas of in your life. You know, think about what that does for you as far as your motivation and your energy levels. Like we've all heard that term, a body in motion stays in motion, or energy begets energy.
Yeah. And, you know, always setting realistic expectations for yourself. You know, maybe you used to be able to easily get in 60 minutes of a workout. And now for whatever reason, you're like, I can't fit that in. I have this X, Y, and Z has been added to my plate. And like, there's no way I can do it. So you just haven't been working out because the time hasn't been there for you. Well, you need to set realistic expectations and say, okay, I can't fit a 60-minute workout in, so 30 is going to have to do the trick. And it will. It will do the trick because we're talking mental benefits here. And like Katie said, you probably didn't even realize how much your workouts were helping you with your overwhelm, with your anxiety, with your tiredness. Like you didn't probably realize that all of that was being managed really well with the workouts and the endorphin high that you get whenever you work out. So that's what we're here to talk about, is really why that this moment when you're overwhelmed is actually time to kind of reevaluate what you have on your schedule and do your best to reprioritize that me time that's going to make you better all the other hours of the day.
So for example, maybe you have been going to a gym or a studio, have been taking classes. And when you think about it, that whole process is, you know, 20, 30 minutes to get to the gym, get there early, change, you know, roll out before class, whatever, take the class an hour. And so your hour workout ends up being 2 hours. Well, then maybe like Lauren said, looking at your schedule, I can't commit to going to that specific gym, but I can commit to 30 minutes running outside or 20 minutes in my basement, or there's something. Like, you've exercised your whole life. You can think of so many things that you can do.
Yeah. And even on days that I am like, I know I just really need to get in a workout, like it's been a couple days or I'm just am more stressed than normal or something. If I am having a day where I'm like, I don't know when I'm going to do this, I just like will start doing air squats, push-ups. Like, you can think of those exercises where you're like, why am I not doing lunges right now, as I'm thinking in my head that I need to be working out. So, I mean, some people will probably hear me say that and think like, how are you that busy? And it's not that I'm that busy, but there gets to a point in your life that like you just, for whatever reason, it's hard to fit it in for many different reasons. And we're, a lot of us are in that situation, not just moms, but people are in school and blah, blah, blah. So if you feel like you have too many excuses, I challenge you to just bust out some reverse lunges when you start complaining to yourself.
I mean, I was texting you before this. I was stuck at Whole Foods. It was a torrential downpour. Kid next to me was doing push-ups on the bar. I was like, hey, he's not about wasting time. He's maximizing waiting in the storm, getting in some push-ups, do a couple extra laps around the store. It all adds up.
All right, so we've convinced you. We know that we're so good at convincing you to try new things. So we've convinced you that you're going to reprioritize your workouts. Let's talk about some tips on how to make that happen, because we all know once we get out of the habit, as much as we love to work out, it's hard to get back into the habit again. So let's talk about some tips on how to get you back into a good routine.
You know we love a good morning workout. So for all you early birds, or like you hate being an early bird, but you're going to make yourself be an early bird because you know that you've identified that's the best time. Try going back to using that 5-second rule. We've talked about that before with Mel Robbins. Basically, the book in a nutshell is when you hear your alarm go off, you say literally 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you have to make yourself take action before the one. So what happens is whatever's going on in your brain, you're distracting your brain to make that decision before all those excuses come in your head. So you just boom, you get out of bed, just get up. Set your alarm clock across the room. That's like old school back in the day. We actually did this recently. Joey and I, we got one of those old school, like digital plug-in alarm clocks. Beep, beep, like beep, annoying. And it's across the room. And I hate when it goes off. So I usually set my alarm before, but that's like the backup.
Oh, I love the idea of using that as a backup, because I know exactly what you're talking about. And that noise is awful. So I love the idea of having it as a, that'd like almost get you out of bed, because you're like, is it 5:06 yet? Because I do not want to hear that noise this morning.
No, that's exactly what I do. I use an app called Relax Melodies that wakes me up in like a timer. So let's say I want to wake up at 5:00. I'll set the alarm for like 4:55, and it actually takes 5 minutes to get to the max volume. And it's like very nice and soft. And so I kind of like, what's that noise? Oh gosh, it's time to wake up. Sometimes I wake up like that. And then if I turn that off, then I get the mean noise.
Because we're both early morning work or outers. Is there, like, what's your next step? Because I know for me, as soon as I can get my butt out of bed, which I'm pretty good at, the times I sleep in is because I don't hear my alarm at all. So I can get myself out of bed, but then I need, like, immediately I need another motivation. So my next motivation is, like, caffeine. I can immediately have my Crystal Light energy, and that's, like, gonna get me into the kitchen, and then I'm up.
Yeah, I'm psychotic. So me, it's pre-workout, and I've tried giving it up. I don't think I need it, but like it's such a placebo effect for me that like, okay, I'm so tired, but I know once I take my pre-workout, I'm going to be like, like raving on my way to the gym. I'm going to be so excited. And then I look forward after my workout. Like there's something about my coffee after my workout. I don't know if that says maybe I'm consuming too much caffeine. That's another episode. Judge or join me. But yeah, that actually works. Like I go to bed looking forward to that burst I'm gonna get. Psycho.
Yeah, and we've talked about caffeine, and I'm in a very healthy spot with not caring about how much caffeine, except for I still track it because of breastfeeding. But as soon as I'm done breastfeeding, you know I'll be getting pre-workout again. My Crystal Light is just my pre-workout replacement right now.
It's like I try to cycle, like I'll give myself a little break, and then every time I get a break, I'm like, why do I do this to myself? Like, why? I enjoy it. I'm alive. I don't care. So let's say you don't get this whole pre-workout thing. You think we're a bunch of crazy people and you love your morning sleep, so you prefer evenings. You enjoy that mental release after work. It's like a time for you to mentally decompress. So set yourself up for success after work. For me personally, if I do skip my morning alarm, I know that I have to bring my bag of workout clothes with me, number one. I need to bring them into work with me, and I need to change before I get out to my car, because there have been so many times where this sounds so stupid when you say it out loud, but it, like, this is what goes on in my head, where I will get to my car, I will start driving, and somehow I will convince myself that I have so much more I need to get done. So I'm just going to go, you know, straight to Starbucks to get work done, or straight home, or run errands. And like, I say I'm going to work out later, and then I never do. But if I have my workout clothes on, I'm like, okay, game time. I'm pouring that mini dose of pre-workout, even if it's just a tiny bit for my brain, and I'm 1,000 times more likely to make it there.
Yeah. And I mean, it's been a while since I've left work and gone to work out. Like, it's been years, because that's not my routine. But I would say to put an extra pair of workout clothes that lives in your car, so that you always plan to bring workout clothes. But then if you forget, you're like, oh, wait, I left workout clothes. My backup workout clothes are in my car. So you always are ready to go to the gym. And then it's as simple and as hard as like just showing up. Just show up, no matter if it's rain, shine, you're in a crappy mood, you're in a great mood, just show up. Like, just get your butt there. And if you go to a gym where you have to like do your own workout, then this is a lot harder. Classes are so much better in this regard. But either way, just tell yourself, get there.
It's like November Project. That's their theme. And that's why they have so many people, is because their theme is just show up. Whatever time it is, whatever your background, whatever, just show up. All right, you've got to the gym. You're either loving it or you're hating it, whatever. Once you're wrapping it up, really take some time to marinate and think about how good you feel at the end. There's actual science that backs this up that shows that when you think about how good you feel at the end of the workout, ideally during your cool down, you are a lot more likely to continue that habit, because you focus on that good feeling, not the burning in your legs when you were doing squats.
Yeah, you have to recognize the endorphin high. So if we always talk about this endorphin high, and if you're like not really even sure about what this is, it's probably because, are you also that person that's like, as soon as the workout's over, you're like hightails in your car? Those people, I'm just like, where do you have to be? So cool down, number one. Number two, like Katie said, marinate in your sweat, marinate in the endorphins, and like actually think about it. Like, how good do you feel? Like, what feels good? What about the workout like made you feel good? Was it mental? Was it physical? And then, yeah, remind yourself of those details whenever you are not feeling it.
Side note, this just cracks me up. All of my classes will be like maniacs to leave so early, except for Pio. No matter what time of day, no matter what gym, no matter where I'm at in the country, and I teach Pio, those people sit there on their mats and they don't leave. And they just like, I think it's because it's a workout that is, a lot of the people who come to that workout, they are like us, they're go, go, go. And it forces them to slow down. And I think it's like that time during the week where they're like, I really needed this. And they just kind of sit there. And it makes me smile every single time, because it's so funny.
I do love that about Pio, that it is like a fast-paced workout in the beginning, but it's like as the workout goes on, it kind of gets like a little bit more calm. And then by the end, you know, your cool down is almost like a yoga pace. So by the end, you're like very relaxed and stretched out. So whenever you're in those moments of, oh, I'll just do it tomorrow. Let's just start tomorrow. Let's start Monday. remember your why. And I feel like you can quote remember your why, like, for anything in life. So you have to, like, also ask yourself, like, okay, why am I working out? And pick whatever one of these mental benefits is resonates with you. But also, I mean, other people have amazing reasons why they work out. Like, I feel like whenever I ask people, like, what their why is for working out, sometimes it's, like, because their, like, grandparents are, like, in wheelchairs and they can't anymore, or, like, blah, blah, blah. It's, like, people have such amazing reasons, and, like, dig deep and figure out what, like, what it is, if it's, like, that's the way that you show your body love, or figure out what that why is for you.
I'm curious, what's your why then?
My why, it used to be, like, to inspire other people, but that's kind of just rubbed off over the years. Like, I don't – that's not as much of a motivating thing for me anymore. My why is for, like, just the stress release. Like, it just does wonders for me, and, like, the attitude adjustment. What about you?
For me, it's definitely the energy and the mental clarity, because I just know that – I feel like I'm always stressed, and I'm getting better following all our tips that we've gone over the past few weeks. But I just know how much better I feel. And even I may be the equal amount of stressed, but I always just feel more calm, more like, okay, I can do this after a workout, 100%.
Yeah. And I think then you just get into that routine of you have your stress relief throughout the day. You know, you're like, oh, I'm feeling stressed, but, oh, you know, I'm going to have my workout later. It's like you just get into the rhythm where you stop recognizing, like, that you're really stressed or that you feel really good after a workout. And it just becomes, like, your habit and your routine, and you rely on it for those reasons.
Lauren, in previous episodes, we've talked a lot about mom guilt. So walk us through what goes on in your head when, you know, you're trying to tell yourself all these things, like, I need to be de-stressed, like, I don't have time because I've got things with the girls. Like, how do you separate mom guilt from your why and all these things that we're talking about?
Yeah, and I think my situation is unique in the fact that, like, I'm home with the girls all day. So if after the work hours when David gets home, I don't have the mom guilt of leaving to go to, like, a 5:30 class. But that also means that I miss dinner, and I don't like that because I have a family. So there's that portion. But for me, the mom guilt right now is in, like, taking away 2 hours to go work out if I'm going to go to a class. That I can't wrap my mind around right now, because that means if I go spend 2 hours a day on myself, then that means that's 2 hours that David is also not getting. So if he takes 2 hours and I take 2 hours, then, you know, we're like really probably not going to have any family time that day. And that is also something that's really important to us. So I guess what is really, it's less about mom guilt and more about, like, thinking of my family as a whole and wanting us all to kind of run smoothly. So for me, that means getting in 30-minute workouts at home, because then it takes me 40 minutes, 5 minutes to get out into the garage, and 30 minutes to get my workout in, and 5 minutes to, like, have a moment to myself. And that works out really well, and I'm okay with that. I think in just a couple months, I'll be in a different spot and I'll want to give more to my workouts. But right now, I'm loving the 30 minutes. Now, I know a lot of people that work full-time, it's hard for them to, like, want to go work out after work because they haven't seen their kids all day. And I totally get that. I think that that's when you do have to get creative. And if you can work out on your lunch hour, oh goodness, like, that is, like, the money spot, I think, for a lot of working moms, is being able to get it done while you're already away.
This reminds me of my sister. We're both training for a half marathon right now. And dude, training for races are so time consuming. I don't know how any working mother or just mom in general, like, I don't know how they train for marathons. You hear people who, like, run marathons all the time, and we're just training for half. And I so feel for my sister when you talk about this, of she really struggles with, okay, I'm supposed to run 10 miles, which is going to take me 2 freaking hours, but I've been working all day and my husband's actually home today and I want to spend time with them. You know, it's, gosh, like, any tips for people in those situations?
Well, no. But I would say, like, one of the things that I didn't think about before I was a mom, and I think before you're a mom, you're like, you don't even care. You're like, I don't need to hear tips because I'm not a mom. But hear me out. in Steph's position, or in anyone's position like her, it's like not only would she be away from her kids and her husband for 2 hours, but then she's also like asking him, Thomas, like, hey, is it cool if I go run for 2 hours tonight? And like, she might also have already asked him like that morning to like watch the kids a little bit longer than he normally would because she wanted to get to work early. So you're also like balancing all of these other like commitments of like your husband's helping you here and you're helping him there. And it's like, at the end of the day, it's not about you. You know, you need to carve out that time for me, but you can't burn your husband out and you want to see your kids. So it is a balancing act for sure. One last thought on this, because the theme of this episode is not about grace. It's about tough love trainer. So I do want to put in my tough love trainer, because I think that sometimes on the podcast, I'm like all about like giving people like the credit. But I think if you are at home with your kids and you're like cranky and you never get me time and you feel resentful, that's when you have to like put on your big girl pants and be like, okay, I need to make time for myself. I need to prioritize this. This is my choice. And if I'm grumpy and I'm feel crappy in my body and all this, like I'm stressed out, that's when you need to like make a little shift in your life and reprioritize your workouts.
I know one thing that I've worked with my sister to kind of help her, and you know, I'm not a mom, so I can't necessarily always relate, but specifically if you are training for some sort of race or event, I tell her, don't sweat the stuff during the week. Like, do the best you can. Just run, just move, just don't do nothing for 5 days. You know, even if you get 2-3 days in, that's still going to be helpful. I do tell her to give herself grace, but then when it comes to the long runs, I say, you got to get them in. Like, remember why, how bad you want to do this and how good it's going to feel to cross that finish line and how you don't want to be dying that day. So get your long runs in, because that's what matters in that aspect. And so helping to her to prioritize around that. So if you are training for something specific, okay, well, maybe pick up a few days that take more priority than your other workouts. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Like, prioritize the workouts that really matter. And if you're someone that would consider yourself a workaholic, then sometimes having these workouts planned will pull you away from work in a good way. You know, like if you're the person that's like, well, I want to work early and I want to work late, and it's like you can't find time, quote unquote, find time for a workout, then maybe like reevaluate your work schedule and see, are you doing a ton of extra work at night that you don't really need to be doing, but you have a hard time pulling yourself away? Well, we want to think about the bigger picture and your health.
Another tip that could help not just moms, but people who, you know, who work throughout the day, if you have a little bit of flexibility in your job, work through lunch. I mean, that's kind of not a great tip, but maybe it works for you right now when you need to get back in your groove. Work through lunch so that you can leave a little bit earlier to make it to that class, or you know, arrive earlier so that you can leave earlier, like flex your schedule to fit it in.
Yeah. And now that I'm just thinking of like work-life balance, I'm thinking about people that have situations where they're working like 10-hour days every day. I'm not talking like a nurse schedule, which nurse schedules are tough, so do not get me wrong. But like, I'm talking like they're overworked. And I just heard recently someone say like, oh yeah, our work schedule is just insane right now, but it's like, it's supplying our lifestyle. And I that to me, and maybe this is just like a rude judgment, but I was like, why do you need money that bad? Like, can you cut back somewhere so you can live a normal life? Because if you and your significant other are working like 10-hour days, like, I'm sorry, but what kind of life is that?
I always think of this. I kind of feel guilty sometimes when I leave work. I have a salary position and it's flexible, but not really. Like, we're there from, you know, our clinic is open at 8. We end at 4:30, depending when the last patient leaves. And a lot of times I do feel guilty because I don't get there necessarily early and I leave when my work is done. And for a while when I first started out, I really battled with that of, well, what's everybody else going to think? Or, you know, everybody else is working later. Gosh, maybe I should be working on these other projects. But I've just got to the point where I just tell myself, my priorities are different than everybody else's. I'm leaving when my stuff is done. You know, not saying that I put in the minimum or like I work hard in the hours that I'm there, but I just tell myself that's not my priority. I need to leave. I need to work on my business. I need to get my workout in. Like, I have so many other things that it is what it is, and people can judge. And at the end of the day, that doesn't affect me. Like, I need to do me.
Yeah, judge or join. And I would definitely be joining that boat. But you also don't want to be resentful. Even like if you had convinced yourself to like always stay because like you just felt like you had to, you would start to be resentful because you're working like an hour longer than what you were getting paid for. And you don't want to put yourself in that situation either. All right, so moving on, let's talk about some barriers that we personally run into. We're both, like you said, early workout people. So what's like one thing that you feel like consistently is like you've seen that this is the reason, if you don't wake up, this is the reason?
For a while, I always felt like I just had to keep pushing myself. Well, just, you know, wake up early, get your workout in no matter what. No matter what, I need to work out. And it was kind of creating this vicious cycle of I would work out early no matter what, you know, be busy all day, stay up late, be tired, and just like always running on E. And so I finally identified, you know, it's not the issue of me getting up to my alarm. It's the issue of me not getting to bed on time. So I kind of identified, okay, not going to bed on time is my barrier. So what I need to do is really be more so mindful of that bedtime hour and not cramming my evening schedule to allow me to get enough sleep to allow myself to wake up early. Otherwise, for me, that's how I've identified that's where the cycle begins. It starts the night before.
So really, it's time management. And that's what mine is too. I mean, the reason that I don't wake up early and work out is because I'm either up really late the night before working, or I choose to work instead of work out when I wake up early. So I'll wake up and think, oh, I'd so much rather work than work out. And what that comes down to, like you said, is really time management of me being able to get my projects done in a timely fashion so that I'm not like, I need to work now because I'm behind, or I need to get this thing done immediately or whatever. So yeah, it's... And I love creating like a weekly schedule of, okay, this is when I'm going to get X, Y, and Z done. So you know for sure that those hours are blocked for your workouts.
Apple just released a new update that is awesome. I used to use the app called Moment. I think we've talked about that before, where you can set timers on your different apps. But now there's something like that basically built into Apple. And I've only used it for like a day, but with that one day, it was impactful. You can set alarms for, okay, I'm only going to spend X amount of hours on all social media. And you can pick a certain time where it basically like shuts off all your apps, except for like your timer or your alarms. And you have to click like turn off. Like you have to take that moment to think about, do I turn this off or do I actually shut it down? So for me, I'm trying to shut it out down from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. And even though I wake up in the morning, I've found that it's just not a good space for me to stare at social media in the morning. So I'm trying to get out of that habit. And my trigger, hopefully, this is the theory in my head that, okay, after my workout, when it's 7 o'clock, when I'm showered and not running late, like I'm on time, then I can look at social media because I don't need to fill my head with everybody else's stuff.
So true. I love those mornings that you can get up and get like something done without even looking at social media because you feel disconnected in a good way. You can tune in. Going back to previous episodes of being more mindful, you can be more mindful of how you feel instead of be like reading everyone's random stuff on Facebook and then thinking about Joe Schmo down the road, like all these random mind running wild, that kind of thing.
Identify where you're struggling, why you're struggling. Put fitness at the top. I mean, not the top, right? But put fitness up there in your priority. You know, if you're driving in your car, if you're working out, say this out loud. Say, I need to be more consistent with my workouts. Just say it out loud. That's like your verbal accountability. Remember what it is that makes you enjoy fitness. You know, think about, really recap and, like we said, marinate on all those mental benefits. Find out what your excuse is that is really making a lot of your workouts difficult to happen. So identify that excuse, come up with some different strategies to negate those excuses. But when it all comes down to it, you really need to listen to your body. Whether it's you need a rest day or you want to do a different workout than you planned, the point is that you're still moving and you're still getting in your fitness. It should be non-negotiable but flexible.
Yeah, non-negotiable but flexible. And it's going to look different for each of us, and it's going to look different for different seasons of our life. And you should allow yourself that flexibility. But you need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, like, is the fact that I'm being so flexible now taking away from my overall well-being?
Right. Is it flexible, or am I being too easy on myself? You know the answer to that.
All right. That's the end of this episode. Let us know what you guys think. Let us know if you are in a slump, what you're going to do to get yourself out. Find us on Instagram, Fit Friends Happy Hour. You can also find us on Facebook. We are in the midst of actually starting to use our Facebook, so check us out. There might be something there when you hear this. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.